This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Hello there. Thank you for inviting me onto the show. My name is Chris Godwin and I'm a registered Tai Chi instructor.
So Chris, what are we doing today?
Well, what we're going to have a go at today is a very, very old Chinese exercise. We translate it as standing post. The Chinese call it zhang zhuan. And it's an exercise where you just have to stand still.
Brilliant. Well, I'll take your lead.
Okay.
Let's start.
So what I want you to do first of all, again, to find yourself a nice comfortable spot somewhere. And we're going to adjust our posture. Posture is very, very important when we do this exercise. So the first thing we want to do is just imagine we're going to build a beautiful Chinese pagoda or a beautiful ancient Chinese building. And we want our feet shoulder width apart and the toes pointing forward. This is our foundation. This is the base of our beautiful structure. Okay, and then what we're going to do, we're going to bend the knees. We're coming up the next level to the knees. So we're going to bend the knees. You only need to bend the knees a little bit. You don't have to bend the knees too deeply. If you do have problems with arthritis in the knees and the knees do get sore very quickly, then don't hold this for too long. And if you need the support of a back of a chair to do this, then that's perfectly fine. But you really do want to bend the knees because that engages the muscles at the top of the legs that are very important for postural stability. So we're going to come up to the next level now, which is the waist. And the most important thing with this part of the body is we want to tuck the pelvis forward. So we bring the hips, we swing the hips forward, and it's almost as if we're bringing the buttocks underneath the torso or the tailbone underneath the torso. And what this does is this helps to straighten the backbone at the lower part of the back. But more importantly, it helps to relax the big muscles in the front of the body that connect the top half of the body to the lower half of the body. And this helps with our postural stability and relaxation. So we're coming up to the next level in our beautiful Chinese pagoda. And we're coming up to the shoulders. And we want to relax the shoulders. And sometimes it's helpful to imagine we've got a small tennis ball in each armpit. And that brings the arms out very slightly. And it helps them just to relax more in the skeleton. And we want the hands and the fingers open as if each hand was holding a large, soft ball. Then we bring the head up. We want the top of the head to feel as if it's suspended from the ceiling by a piece of string. And we want to bring the chin back towards the neck. And this creates a nice straight line from the very top of the head down through the center line of the body, following the line of the spine to the base of the torso. So this is a basic standing post posture. It's known as the Wuji posture or the empty posture. So this is our structure. So the next thing we're going to do is clear out the attic. So in our beautiful Chinese pagoda, we've got a lot of rubbish in our attic, so we need to clear it out. So the way we do that is focus on our breathing. We're going to breathe normally. We're going to breathe naturally. And we're going to bring our mental awareness to our breathing. We're going to focus our attention on how we're breathing. We're going to follow the breath as the breath comes in and as the breath goes out. Following the breath as we breathe in and as we breathe out. And as we breathe, we want to let the mind go quiet. As the Chinese say, quietening the monkey brain, the monkey that jumps from tree to tree, the mind that jumps from thought to thought, we're going to quieten the monkey. We're just going to breathe. We're just going to follow the breath, breathing in and breathing out, letting go of our thoughts if we can. And this helps to harmonize the mind with the body. Chinese medicine, traditional Chinese medicine, the mind and the body are never separate. And when we can quieten the mind, we can bring our mental awareness into the body. And we gauge how the body's feeling. We gauge for any areas of tension in the body. And we tell that part of the body to relax. And as you breathe, as you let every breath go, relax more deeply into the body. relax more deeply into the body, following the breath, breathing in and breathing out. And the one area in the body we tend to hold tension the most is the shoulders. So we're just going to imagine the shoulders are made of chocolate and they're melting. The shoulders are melting down into the body, down into what the Chinese call the shoulder well. And as the shoulders melt down, you relax more deeply into the body, letting go of tension. Okay, so you want to feel the feet. Feel the soles of the feet. Feel the ground beneath the feet. Feel the weight of the body on the soles of the feet. Feel the hands and the fingers, the thumbs and the fingers. What sensations do you feel in the thumbs and the fingers? Do they feel the same as normal? Or is there a wee bit of tingling, pins and needles, a wee bit of throbbing in the hands and the fingers? Pay attention. Be aware of the abdomen. As you let every breath go, as you breathe out, allow the abdomen to relax. This part of the body in traditional Chinese medicine is called the Dantian, the lower energy center, sometimes known as the ocean of tranquility. This is like the petrol tank of the body. And you want this part of the body, the abdomen, to be nice and relaxed. And we just breathe. Just follow the breath. Breathing in and breathing out. Now the mind, being what the mind is, will always want to wander off. So if you find that your mind is wandering around Asda, Morrison's or Tesco's, don't worry, just gently bring it back and focus on the breathing. Okay, so when you decide to finish, again, just say to yourself, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And when I reach 5, I'm going to feel far, far better than I did before. And we're going to come out the posture on 5. We give the arms and legs a wee shuggle. So we're going to count together. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So straighten the body. Give the legs a wee shuggle. Give the arms and fingers a wee shuggle. Loosen off any tension. And also as well, this helps with circulation.
That feels nice. So Chris, as relaxed as I feel, if we wanted to find out a bit more about what you do, where can we go?
Well, I've got a channel on YouTube and it's called Hermitage Taiji, T-A-I-J-I. And I'm on Facebook as well under my full name, Christopher Godwin. That's G-O-D-W-I-N. But if you're interested in learning these exercises, Tai Chi Chuan, Qigong or standing post, you can go to the Tai Chi Union of Great Britain website and go to their page that says find an instructor, and wherever you are in the UK, the website will direct you to your local instructor.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you for inviting me.